Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Connie Certusi, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager of Small Business Accounting Solutions at Sage, Sage North America. They're the folks who make Peachtree, Act. What am I missing, Connie? What else?
Simply Accounting, Math 90, Math 500, ACTAC, lots of solutions.
Well, and I've been using your products, as my audience knows, and you don't pay me a nickel to say that, but I've been using your product. And yeah, what's up with that, by the way, Connie? I'm just teasing. But seriously, I've been using ACT for years. We've been using Peachtree for probably 20 years. And so good stuff, folks. And we like telling you folks about the good work that you guys do on behalf of small business, including your survey. The current one. I know you do one several times a year, but the current one is the Sage Election 2010 survey, kind of, that we've been talking about. And by the way, they can find that at your website, right? Sage.com or SageNA for NorthAmerica.com?
Yep. SageNorthAmerica.com.
And folks, a great graphics, simple graphics, easy to understand. If I can understand these graphics, you can. So, and I think I understand them pretty well. Connie, one of the big issues right now for a lot of folks, especially business owners, is the health care bill. It is a polarizing piece of legislation, isn't it? What did your respondents tell you about what they thought about the health care bill?
Well, what we learned about the health care bill is that, first of all, I think most small businesses, over 50%, around 54%, actually thought they were familiar with it. So yeah. That was pretty interesting. It was one of the biggest, in terms of familiarity, was the biggest segment that knew about the health care bill. Only 13%, Jim, felt that the bill would positively impact their business.
So the people who thought they knew about it, 13% of those didn't like it. I mean, 13% did like it.
No, 13% actually did like it.
Yeah, did like it, yeah.
65% felt the impact would actually be negative.
They didn't like it. 65% didn't like it, right.
And one of the things that came out in the survey in that bill that was causing concern around small businesses was the requirement to have to file 1099 for every vendor in which you bought more than $600 worth of goods and services.
Which I'm having a hard time understanding how that connects to healthcare. You know, other than to allegedly help them raise the money. But that's the kind of stuff that ticks off a small business owner, isn't it?
Well, and they see it, quite frankly, it's a compliance issue. We both know that maintaining compliance and staying compliant and all of the regulations and all of the work and the paperwork and the resources that go with that, it's a burden on small businesses.
Right.
And this is just another area. I mean, this is going to be, in fact, our survey respondents indicated over 50% said they're going to have to fill one of these things out for at least 50 of their vendors.
Wow.
It's a headache.
Right. Exactly. Well, in terms, so 65% don't like the healthcare bill. What about the government spent a lot of money, Connie, on trying to stimulate the economy? What did your people tell you about how effective that had been, how it had benefited them?
Well, I mean, in terms of the American Recovery Investment Act, 73% said the bill really did nothing, has done nothing to help them. What we did find, Jim, this is interesting, is that of the 16% that felt that it did have a positive impact, when we dug into that a little bit, we found that a good portion of those businesses were in the construction industry.
Right.
So, you know, what that directionally would tell us that these companies are benefiting from some of the transportation and infrastructure improvement projects that were funded, but the vast majority of small businesses have seen no impact.
Mm-hmm. Well, we now know that shovel ready didn't actually mean shovel ready, right? I mean, they've actually come back and said that there are no such thing as shovel ready projects. So that's interesting. What are some of the other, and we got about a minute left. What are some of the other findings that you think were the most interesting about your survey?
You know, I think that the other bill that we did look into a bit to understand its impact was the Small Business Jobs Recovery Act, and that was the act where small businesses would hire employees. There would be tax incentives associated
to
that.
More money available to banks to lend, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. And what we found is that there was little familiarity with the bill to start with. Only 23% were actually familiar with the content.
Yeah.
And of those, only 27% felt that it was helpful. And Jim, I think that speaks to the fact that, again, getting back to small businesses, although they would love to hire employees right now, they're too concerned to go and increase their, mm-hmm. their work staff right now.
Yeah.
And so although the tax incentive is a great idea, you know, it's not feasible for them because they don't want to bring more employees on until they feel better about the economy.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping that that's going to happen real soon. Hey, Connie, thanks for being here. Good job today. And thanks for doing a great job on the survey.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Connie Sertusi, ladies and gentlemen, Senior VP with the Sage. That's sage.com or sagena.com if you want to go there and find this survey. And, of course, check out all their great products. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.